All right, y'all, what we learned this week?
Oh, this was an eventful week.
Back in the studio. That's what happens.
I learned that we are not afraid of the Rona.
Nah, but come on, man.
We was never afraid.
You know what's funny is today I went to what restaurant? It may have been American Deli or something, just like the wing spot up here. And the girl behind the counter made a comment like, it seems like nobody's wearing masks anymore. I'm like, well, I don't even know why y'all are, really. It's
for play.
I know that it's going to come back. I know that there's going to be a resurgence.
It's almost like
it's going to be there now. It's going to be part of our lives now. Those masks, like the flu.
Those masks are like fake dick prints. Like, I mean, like, really. Like, you remember we had the Asian chicks? And then actually I just posted the fucking thing.
No, but I would tie it together.
you're just pretending. It's you look like you're all about that health shit.
Right.
You really ain't.
Yeah.
You really ain't about that. Like, so motherfuckers with dick prints look like they're about that life, but they're really not. You're not healthy.
If you're wearing a mask, but you're obese. If you're wearing a mask, but you're smoking.
Have you peeped the motherfuckers that wear it under like it's a beard thing?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is that about?
You see the ones that are driving inside their car, windows
up? That's the dumbest shit. That's the dumbest shit.
And they got it on still?
I asked that. What was that about?
Nigga, because when I wear a mask, I can't really breathe. So it's like... I'll be wearing the N95
weak lungs
and N95s. So I don't know, man. But we was never afraid of the Rona from the beginnings. None of us.
Well, it wasn't necessarily about being afraid.
I was a little afraid when this nigga first came back. I ain't gonna lie, I was a little nervous.
Well, no. Here's the thing, right? No, we didn't know what it was at first. So I think when you don't know what something is, obviously the first thing you do is, hey, button down. Let's do what we're being told.
Cautious, yeah.
But then a little bit, you know, you peek your head out. You're like, eh. This shit looks the same out here, man.
I'm just saying, when'd you come back, Reggie?
The 17th of January.
God damn. Yo.
It was like the 16th or 15th. 16th or
17th.
Because I'm going to tell you.
We're talking about niggas stalking,
no,
right?
No. Because I'm going to tell you, right? I remember the date because, and I was just about to get ready to say, because remember when French got back, right? The next day we started hearing shit and he didn't even know as of yet. And he wound up saying that after you guys mentioned it.
I still don't know what made it memorable to you.
Because I think we were actually
yeah,
huh?
He knew.
We were actually. Well, you hadn't mentioned. We mentioned it at first, and then you wind up saying, yeah, I got the email.
When I landed, I had told you to go get physical.
We was like, nigga, go get your passport. We was like, please get your passport. Right. Remember passport.
Right. We were like, you better hurry up before that shit gets...
Because you had done something for your business, right? And they had to take your passport?
Yeah,
they had to,
because I got my visa extended till July. I was getting my visa extended, so they had my passport.
So he knew about it, but it wasn't...
It wasn't crazy.
Really out there yet, right. Like that. And then he said, "Oh, I just got an email."
I don't know if you're gonna be able to.
It was like because I remember the date because I'm like this.
Obviously you remember the date.
No, I'm just saying no.
But why though?
It's because of all the shit. I remember that date because all the shit that was happening. Because I mean that from that date, it's like remember 9/11, nigga.
What?
Like 9/11.
Reggie, he just compared your arrival to one of the most fucking memorable.
You didn't get back to 17, did you? You got back to 15 or 16, something like that.
I got back January
17th.
I can't remember.
And he compared it to one of the most memorable days in American history.
Because I'm going to tell you something. Right. I'm going to tell you, because I tell motherfuckers story. I'm like, when French got back, God damn it, that's when we started hearing a lot about the shit.
You tell me
tell motherfuckers, I'm like, when I have shared it, I say...
He tell a story about your arrival.
No. Because motherfuckers... Because motherfuckers say... People go back and think, say, I probably had some shit last year. You know what I'm saying? Because they had the COVID-19 last year. So I said, well, I think all of us on the fucking show had some shit when French got back. You know what I'm saying? Because
y'all got sick before I got back, though.
And I'm like, everybody was dealing with some shit. Like,
when did you come home before you came home?
In the summer.
What month?
That was mid-June.
Okay, so maybe I got that shit about November though.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas, because I'm gonna tell you, because I kept questioning this shit. I was like, y'all niggas been sick for a long time.
What was it?
He doesn't know.
We've been friends for 20 years, man. When did I get sick, man?
I don't know.
God damn it!
But you was sick, nigga. But you was sick for a long time.
When did I get sick? What was the date?
It wasn't January 17th.
It wasn't January 17th. Yeah, it wasn't January 17th.
I know that.
I remember that day, nigga.
And he said it like that nigga was on Family Feud. Like he was trying to hit the buzzer, right?
It's like my man say, the president said, we're gonna gonna remember this in infamy or whatever the motherfucker.
Okay.
Whatever the nigga said.
But he quick answered that shit too, right?
I remember the shit because he was the nigga was. Well, didn't we have a show right then when you got back? As soon as you got back.
Yeah, I came like.
What does that have to do with anything?
I remember the date.
Give me another
date. Any other date that we had a show?
I'm not. But what I'm saying is, was that
if he was smart, he could have just went with the 7 days away, like the 24th. But anyways,
yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy for real.
That was crazy, nigga. You know, watch your rear view, nigga. Somebody following you.
You know that dude you was talking about? Maybe yeah.
No, because French came back. It was a
dude. You got so me French, your calendar, nigga.
No. Look, I'm looking at the calendar. So the 17th was a Friday.
What French,
you got back.
French,
yeah. back when?
French coming home. Yeah. Why does it say Frenchie coming home on your calendar?
So we had a show on the 20th. Mm-hmm. I think we had a show after you got back.
Yeah, I got a show. Yeah, I came on the following Monday.
Yeah, okay.
How do you feel, French?
Yo, the fact that you came back is crazy.
Nigga, you're a star.
French, no. I mean, you feel, is that an ego boost?
That's got to be ego boost.
Is that an ego boost?
Yo, you just compared me to 9/11, man. Like,
right. Infamy. Like, that's infamy.
Yeah, for real.
Damn. Jay Smooth, I just realized that fucking lying is about to get fucking extinct, nigga, because that shit you never. Tried to lie? That's not, you know what? It may not go extinct, but it's definitely going to go out of fashion. It ain't, listen, you're not going to be able to do it. People going to know. Like, when I was a liar, like, to believe this, as a kid, I lied a lot. I lied about shit that didn't even need lying. I don't know why. And what I realized is that it's kind of dumb. Like, I mean, you don't need to lie. It's a better life telling the truth. But yeah, man, you Jason.
I learned that French Reggie is walking down the self-help road of sensitivity. I don't know where he's going to end up, but I know there's going to be a lot of bitch assness on the way. Based off of his perspective on many things, now I see why. I know he said he's only been reading this book for 2 weeks, but he's been thinking about reading this book for a couple of months.
And this is the second.
That's why I finally got it.
This is the second in a series. This nigga probably read the first book.
Right. He's already gone to the conference.
And then, I mean, I'm not trying to say, you know, you should only listen to black dudes about chicks and shit, but that nigga, David Dedus?
He don't like the kind of guy that I wouldn't fuck any of the bitches he fucked.
That dude doesn't look like he knows shit about
I'm gonna let y'all know. I'm gonna really get into it this week. So next show.
Let's give us an update on. And you know what? This is what I used to love, man. There used to be a Bible. They used to call it, what was it?
The Bible.
No, nigga. It was the fucking application Bible, right? Like, so you would have to fucking, it gave you.
Readings?
Yeah, well, it gave you things like how this applied to real world now. Because, you know, that shit didn't fucking sound like anything you heard nowadays. Mm-hmm. So it says, this is how, you know, this is how it applies to the world that you live in right now. That's what I want you to bring back. Put this shit to work. Come back with how this shit works in the real world. Do it.
It's obvious though. This is the book that puts you in the friend zone, right?
So you could be sensitive about the pussy, and some of those chicks are in eventually after they fucking dog you, they'll let you be their man.
But I think that if and I hate to look at a French Reggie from a woman's perspective, but can we all do that? Can we try for a second? can we all try?
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn, so, why do I feel like a lesbian right now?
right. But look though, look at his smile. Just look at his smile right now, right?
All
right,
come on.
He's smiling. If this dude came up to you with some sensitive shit, would you dog him? I would dog this nigga.
That's what I'm saying. After that, right? I just said
am
that.
Am I wrong or am I right? I would dog, I, there's I, no way this dude's getting
I
respect.
I said that after.
With he, that he, fucking smile?
After he gets dogged, he'll come around and they'll let him be the dude.
I just wanted to make sure we knew it was unanimous.
Because they know, I run this nigga. Like, this nigga, he could be my dude because he's going to be one of the niggas that sits in that fucking book bag, slap a nigga in the fucking challenge.
Right.
Like, these fucking dudes that take these, have you seen that shit? There's this, you've seen it, Reggie, right?
Explain it a little bit more.
So these bitches sit in their car and they act they're reaching for something in the backseat, and they slap this nigga when they grab it from the backseat, and then they take it back to the backseat and slap this nigga again with it.
And
their purses, right? And this is fucking hilarious. They think this shit is comedy, right? Like, right. What I do, and I've seen these videos all over Twitter now that I'm back on that shit, I'm looking at the dudes. So your girl said, this is what we about to do.
Right.
I'm about to smack you up on fucking video and post that shit and just, we're going to laugh it off.
No.
Now all of this shit is fronted. The nigga don't move. The nigga takes, every dude takes at least two swaps. Yeah. Nigga, stop. If you hit me once, I'm looking at you sideways like, what the fuck you doing? None of these niggas get even, they don't even break code of whatever they're doing. Drinking sodas, doing other shit. They act like, talking on their phone, acting like that shit.
Yeah, they just give her a look. They
like that shit didn't even look. Really happen until they get whapped again and then the chicks are fucking laughing. I'm like, that's Reggie. That nigga, that's what he's gonna be. He's gonna be the girl that.
That's a long story to tell us.
All I'm saying, is that these
that
niggas.
I was ready for you to bring that bitch back home. And I brought it back. Hey, you did to me.
I brought it back.
Hey, that nigga, I was like,
I mean,
fuck,
this nigga's wearing a Christmas sweater right now in front of us.
This nigga's gonna be color me bad. That's, hey, color me bad. One back in the day, those are the color. Oh,
IG boyfriend photo taking ass nigga, you know, hard hands. This nigga's job is gonna be fucking day.
The reason why I wanted to bring that up though is, French Reggie, if all three of us are seeing you as the nigga most likely to get dogged. I feel you with the sensitivity shit, man, but I think you need to read two books. Read this book, but then also read something to balance it out. Like
Whore Son.
Yeah. So, I was about to say, Donald Goins.
Right.
Get you a Donald Goins book.
I know you was telling me you had, when you break up in a relationship, and I told you, I said, I just keep going to the next. I don't need a space in between the shit. Is this your recovery time that you're trying to learn from the mistakes that you made? Is this why you're just doing self-help on relationships to see where you fell short at?
First of all, you absolutely need some time between relationships. You should
I'm gonna tell you something. This is why I say that, French. It's like running, right? Momentum. Why you running? You've ran before, right? And you stop running. It's harder to crank it back up versus you just continuously run or slow down.
Why did
or slow down
that?
To a job or slow down to a job and then you pick back up. Screw. Fuck that relationship.
Screw.
Nigga, with the relationship, well, keep the momentum, nigga. Just pro tip.
Smooth. Will you give an example? Choose something that is relatable.
Hey, it is.
I'm bringing it home.
This is very relatable. If this nigga stop running, it's over.
He's never ran though.
He's taking his shoes off.
This nigga act like he got runner's high before.
I used to run all the time.
When did you run all the time?
Nigga, I used to run all the time.
What,
I'm
in 1995?
J-Mac, I'm a runner.
95 when I was born?
I'm a runner.
Well, where?
Like, even with my fucked up leg, I will outrun you today. Not sprint, long distance.
That's even worse for your legs.
Long distance?
So you think you can do...
Huh?
Yeah, motherfucker, hell yes, nigga. I could give away one of my lungs.
No.
And still fucking outrun you, nigga.
No, dog, my nigga, no. You wouldn't even stand a chance.
Are you serious?
I promise you.
Oh, my God.
I promise you.
We'll catch y'all next week.